us each and every one this evening. We do give you all a very warm welcome into our midweek service in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're here as God's instruments to bring the word of God, to pray for the sick and the suffering. And I do sincerely believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to continue on this little study, which this is part three tonight. God has only one provided way. There's only one way to get to God. There's not many ways. There is only one way, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you all this evening, wherever you're tuned in from, whether it's here at home or abroad. And others do listen to the message from different countries. The Lord bless everyone that's listening tonight. I want to read again our text. It is, John chapter 12, verse 32. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's telling the disciples what way he's going to die, how that he'd be lifted up on the cross, and that being lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. Let us just bow for a word of prayer this evening. Father, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace. And Lord, I pray in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will have full control this evening in our meeting, and that your name will be glorified. Lord, I thank you that your word is the truth, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I pray for any that's suffering in their body tonight, that they will come to the knowledge as Jesus Christ, not just as their Savior, but as their healer as well, in Jesus' name. Lord, I need your help, I need your presence, I need your spirit, and I do take by faith the Holy Ghost to help me in Jesus' precious name, and I thank you that you do in the name of the Lord. God bless you all this evening. Let me just say before I forget, this Sunday morning at Bella Cross, we have a drive-in service each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Bella Cross, the full address is on our church app. Omega Ministry Bond Bridge, we will have Brother Jackie McNeil will be bringing the Word of God this Sunday morning. Come along to our service. You'll be in your car, you'll be safe, and hear the Word of God. And if anyone needs prayer, we'll pray for people. And then in the evening at 4:30 p.m., I will be continuing on a new series on God's Word Brings Healing. So God bless you all this evening. As I was coming along this evening and I turned on the radio, I heard on the radio that the church, the Methodist Church in England, which is the fourth largest denomination now in all of England, has permitted today the same-sex marriage. And I thought to myself, John Wesley would turn in his grave. Have you heard such stuff as that? And you know, John Wesley was a messenger to the Philadelphia church age, and he was born, John Wesley was born on the 28th of June, 1703, and he died on the 2nd of March, 1791, at age 87. John Wesley was a godly man, a man of God. The sixth church age messenger was John Wesley. Not only was John Wesley a messenger, the fifth church age messenger, not only was he a church age messenger to the Philadelphia church age, but he was a godly man. And you know, they started off, their first group was called the Holy Club. And the Holy Club started off with four members. And in John Wesley's lifetime, it grew from four members to 132,000. lifetime. John Wesley would certainly not approve of what the Methodist Church in England has done today. He would be against it. And may I say, the message of John Wesley is still real. It's still true. But the system now is dead and God is no longer in it. And I thank God that he doesn't call us into the system, but he calls us into Jesus Christ. God has only one provided way. God's provided way, if you go back right till Israel, right back to the days of Israel, he anointed a prophet and he sent a pillar of fire to vindicate that prophet that he had the word of God. And that prophet had many signs and wonders given to him by God, and his name was Moses. And you can read about Moses in Exodus chapter 4, verse 1 to 9, and you can read where God gave him the power and the staff in his hand, that he would throw it down, it would turn into a serpent, and he would pick it up, and it would turn back into the staff again. Also, he could put his hand into his breast and bring it out, and it would be leprous, and he could put it back in again, and it would come out pure and whole. Moses was a man of God, but was used of God to bring God's people, the children of Israel, out of bondage at that time. And we know that God uses man as his instruments, men that he can speak through. John 15, verse 5 tells us this. I am the vine, ye the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. And certainly, I've already mentioned that John Wesley brought forth much fruit. We all know God used Moses to bring the plagues on Egypt. There was no frogs until Moses called for them. And Moses went out and he raised a staff up and he called for the frogs. And that was God's commission to Moses. He had the power and the authority invested in him to do that at that time. Moses didn't ask someone else's opinion to see whether it would work or not. Or he didn't ask a group of general overseers to see if it would work or not. He believed what God had told him. And he believed in the gift that God had already given to him and proven to him. On that mountain, when God met him, God met Moses on the mountain, and he knew he had met with God, he had an experience with God. And that's the problem with a lot of people that never really had an experience with the Lord. And may I say this evening, the first thing you're ever going to need in this life is a genuine experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is God's provided way for you and me to get to God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now back till the days of Moses and the time of Israel. And you know that they were warned by Moses. Pharaoh was warned by Moses because they wouldn't let God's people go. And they were warned that a death angel was going to come through. But God gave special instructions to Moses. And through these instructions the people would be saved. And these instructions would be God's provided way of salvation at that time. They provided a lamb, but they needed a covering for their sin. God provided a lamb. That was God's provided way. God provided a way, and he made a way for them across the Red Sea. When they were trapped, God made a way. God provided a way. He provided them the lamb, the pillar of fire, a prophet. Everything that was done, it was God that provided it. Praise God. And you know, yet when they crossed the Red Sea after all the victories, they wandered along. And that's just humanity, you know. Men quickly forget the power of God, the blessings of God, and the victories of God. And they turn back to things that they should never turn back to. My friend, tonight, keep your eyes focused upon the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's how it's operated, praise God. Now let me read you this little statement here this evening. Now remember, when the boys were breaking out, when the fire was falling, and when the rains come, and the hail come, God provided a place for his elect, the done something to keep them from dying, or death would have struck them all dead. The Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. And Israel had sinned, and God said that they would not die. His people who were trying to follow him, he provided a lamb for them. And God said that they would not die because he provided this lamb and a blood over the doorposts that protected the firstborn. God's provided way was the blood of the lamb. While Egypt thought they could shut out themselves in many different types of ways, and perhaps in those days the great theologians, their witch doctors, their great professors give them different plans how they could stop the death angel coming. But there was nothing to stop the death angel's power from taking them, only the blood of the Lamb. My friend, this evening, it's not religion you need. It's not joining the church you need. It is the blood of the Lamb of God what you need tonight. The only way to stop the death angel in your life is to come by God's provided way. And God's provided way is the shed blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And may I say this evening, I believe the blood of Jesus has not congealed, it has not withered, it has not dried up. It is ever living, ever available, ever potent and precious, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the life of the blood, the Holy Ghost, the token of God, that we can apply on our lives today. And just as he did in Exodus 12 here, verse 13. Let me read you. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not come upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. God required to see the blood even in the Old Testament. And how much more does God require to see the blood tonight? Hebrews 9, verse 22. And almost all things are purged by the law with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. My friend, the only remedy for sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe you know you're a sinner. Maybe you're listening to me tonight and you are a sinner. All of us are sinners. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. Now, there's saved sinners. And then there's sinners that are still not saved. But I thank God in my sinfulness, when I come to the Lamb of God, He received me and He washed me in His precious blood. And my Bible tells me that He washed my sins away as far as the east is from the west, no longer to be remembered against me no more. My friend, this evening, the blood of Jesus is a bleacher, a destroyer of sin, an annihilator of the sin of your youth and the sin of your past. When you come to the fountain of God, to the precious blood of Jesus Christ, it will wash you and cleanse you from all sin. The devil has no power over the blood of the Lamb. Revelation tells us they overcame him by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. The blood must take effect. There is no other way. The blood is God's provided way for today and every single day. Today and every day, the blood is God's provided way. There is no new birth without the shedding of blood. There is no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. There's no pardon. There's no cleansing. There's no overcoming the devil without God's provided way, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I thank God this evening for the precious blood of the Lamb. And I thank God this evening that the blood of the Lamb shall never lose its power. My friend, maybe you're at death's door. Maybe you received bad news. These people here were told, and they were given instructions by Almighty God, they would have died. They were going to die. The death angel was pronounced that he was coming through. He was going to come through and visit every male child of all. people. God had a man called Moses, a prophet, God's mouthpiece for the hour, and he gave them a message that would save them. And the message was so clear and so simple. God's message is never confusing. It's never, you'll not need to write an essay or have some great education to understand it. For the Bible tells us of the Lord Jesus, the common people heard him gladly. He speak plain and he speak clear. And God's message was plain and God's message was clear to the children of Israel. Apply the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel. When I see the blood, God, you know, it was no good. The father of the household could kill a man and catch the blood in a basin. And the blood was in the basin. The father could see it. The mother could see it. The children could see it. But the blood in the basin was absolutely of no effect in that basin. The blood had to be applied to the place God needed to see it. And my friend, this evening, the blood of Christ needs to be applied to your heart, to your life. By faith, you need to apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Not just talk about it and say, I believe it, but you need to apply it by faith to your life tonight. I feel to relate a story this evening that's just come to me. I didn't plan on saying it, but I feel strongly to relate this evening. There was a great evangelist, and he was brought on to the television program, and unknown to him, on that program, there was an atheist lined up to question that evangelist. He said to the evangelist, you're always preaching about the blood of Jesus Christ, how powerful it is, how it can cleanse the world from sin and save people. And then he said, how is it that this person's dying and this one's sick, and if the blood's so powerful, why is it not working? And the evangelist was praying all the time and asking for the Holy Spirit to quicken to him the answer on live television for those who would hear it and in front of this atheist. The Holy Spirit put within his servant the answer. And he said to the atheist, he said, you can go down to the shop and you can buy a bar of soap in the shop. And you can bring the soap home. You can have a bar of soap on your possession, in your bag, or even in your pocket. You can place the soap in your bathroom, and all that's good. Carrying the soap won't clean you. Placing the soap on the bathroom won't clean you either. But until you actually apply the soap with a face cloth and some water, and you wet up the soap and you apply the soap, and you have to bathe your body physically in the soap, you will not be clean until you wash yourself all over in the soap. And when you apply the soap upon your body, the soap will wash you. The soap will clean you. You will smell like the soap. You will look cleaner. You will feel cleaner. chemistry. What did it get this? It's more than just a chemistry, because when the blood cell of Jesus Christ, who was God manifested in flesh, when his blood cell was broken open on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago, and his blood was shed, the life of the blood of Jesus Christ was released at the cross. And the life of the blood is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the token this evening. And it is the Holy Spirit that births us, that causes us not just to be in a justified state, but to be born again of the Spirit of God, new creatures in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for the chemistry, and I thank God for the life that come out from that broken blood cell, the life of God himself, the Zoe, life of God, the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit Paul says in Romans that raised up Jesus from the dead and shall also quicken or make alive your mortal body. My friend, this evening, the token life is the life of that blood. That is the Holy Spirit. Thank God, the Spirit answers to the blood. Praise God, praise God. The blood can cleanse you. The blood can wash you. I never planned to preach this the way I'm bringing it this evening, but the Holy Spirit speaking to somebody tonight. My friend, the Holy Spirit, listen to the voice of God. God wants to cleanse you. God wants to purify you. God wants to wash you. The sins of your youth, the sins of your past, all manner of sin shall be forgiven, praise God, because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus' blood is like no other blood. Hear me this evening. I want to give you a key revelation just now. Hear me this evening. This is a key revelation that God gave me many years ago. It's a wonderful, tremendous knockout punch for the devil. I want to tell you that every man born of a woman, death had a claim upon them. Death had a claim upon every man born of a woman. Death had a claim upon them. But there is one man that was born that death had no claim upon. That one man, hallelujah, is a person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And death had no claim upon the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he knew no sin and he had no sin. Death had no claim upon him. He was not born a sinner. He was not born after sin. The Bible says we're all born in sin and we're shaped in iniquity because of what happened in the Garden of Eden. The blood stream was corrupted and the blood stream was affected. But God overshadowed the Virgin Mary. She conceived by the Holy Spirit. That holy thing which shall be born of thee, the child Jesus, the pure one, the blessed one, the Lamb of God, the holy, spotless one that knew no sin, that had no sin. Death had no claim upon the Lord Jesus. His blood was pure. His blood was like no other blood. It was, his life was the highest form of life there is. Higher than any other human life form. Higher than any animal life form. Because God was in Christ, reconciling the world on himself. He was God, manifested in the flesh, and yet he was man at the same time. He was all man, and he was all God. And my friend, this evening, death had no claim on him. But here's the beautiful story of redemption. Jesus Christ, having no sin, Jesus Christ, being in a position that death had no claim upon him, he gave up all his rights and he took our sin on himself. and he that had no sin became sin, that me and you might become the righteousness of God in him. My friend, this evening, that just thrills me so much. That is the revelation of the gospel, that he who had no sin, that death had no claim upon him, his blood was not corrupted, but his blood was the pure blood of God flowing in his veins. Super blood, special blood. He became sin. And I want to tell you this evening, he challenged death. Life challenged death. Are you hearing me? Life challenged death of Calvary, and death died of death. Paul can say in Corinthians, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? For it is all swallowed up at Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ himself took the sting out of death. Hallelujah. Just like the bee in the summertime, when that bee stings you, and it leaves this little stinger in your body, that bee will eventually die. It will die because it leaves a stinger in your body. And that bee has lost a stinger. It cannot sting another person. And 2,000 years ago on the cross, Satan was buzzing about over the Savior. And he put a stinger in Christ on the cross. And Jesus Christ took the sting of death for me and you. And the devil today is buzzing about, but he has lost his stinger. O death, where is thy sting? It's swallowed up by victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, this evening, Jesus is not on a cross. He's not on a tomb. He's risen indeed. May I go further? Let me go further. Not only had Jesus no corruption in his blood, but the Bible goes a step further. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, neither wilt thou leave a soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. And where were the preachers that preach about the blood but congealed and corrupted? That's false teaching. I believe in the potency of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hear me further this evening. Let me say this tonight. The Old Testament saints were held in a realm called Abraham's bosom. They could not come out of that realm until Jesus was crucified. They were held in a realm, and you know that Job said, I shall see God in the last days in my flesh. Though the skin worms eat this body, yet I'll see God. And here came the Holy One of God down into Abraham's bosom. And I believe Job looked and Job said, here he comes. This is a promised one coming. And the Bible tells me he broke the bars asunder and he led captivity captive. And Jesus rose up and he gave gifts unto men. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God for the gifts of God. And he emptied Abraham's bosom, but it couldn't be emptied until Calvary. But when Calvary came, Jesus Christ, when he rose from the dead, the Bible says the Old Testament saints rose as well, and they saw them in the streets and in the cities, and fear came upon those that saw the saints that rose. The blood of Jesus Christ had to reach heaven before me and you can enter heaven. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9, study Hebrews 9, I've read it many times, it's a revelation key. As the earthly things are sprinkled by the blood, so are the heavenly with better sacrifices than these. Jesus' own blood reached heaven and opened heaven. There never could be a Pentecostal outpouring until the blood was shed. And when the blood was shed, Pentecost came. The gift of the Spirit came after the blood was shed. My My friend, this evening, are you washed? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Maybe I'm speaking to a man tonight and you were saved many years ago. You did get saved. But you're backslidden. You've been away from God. My friend that's listening in this evening, come back to the Savior. Come to the Lord. Those of you that know me know that I was a rascal. There's nothing I can boast about in this life. The only thing I have is the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me say this, and His precious blood, let me say this, it's the only thing I'm ever going to need. I will need nothing else, for God has only one provided way. That is His precious blood of His Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you bow with me? Will you come to the cross with me afresh tonight? I'm going to ask those that's not saved to pray this prayer of salvation and be led to do it tonight. Then I'm going to pray for the sick. I don't care what you're suffering with in your body. Jesus Christ can heal you. He can heal you. Bow with me just now. If it's a man or a woman, whether you're backslidden or not saved, I want you to pray this prayer with me tonight. A prayer of salvation. I want you to pray it. I want you to believe it. I want you to be sincere this evening and pray this prayer to the Lord tonight. And if you're sincere, God will save you. Because He promised, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Bow your heads. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, I come before you now in and through your only provided way, the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge I'm a sinner. I acknowledge I need to be saved. I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. I'm asking you now, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in this day. Wash me in the precious blood of the Lamb. I confess from my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in my heart that God has raised Him from the dead. I receive you now. I'm asking you to cleanse all my sins, my wrongdoings, my wrong thoughts. Wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. While your hands are bowed, if you're sick or suffering this evening, I want to pray for you that God will touch your body. You need to expect a change that's going to happen. I want you to believe God. Believe God. Touch your camera. Touch your screen. It's a point of contact. Reach forward to the Lord this evening. As I pray for you this evening, reach forward. Touch your screen as a point of contact. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bow before you this evening. Father, I pray in Jesus Christ's name, touch that dear man. I rebuke cancer. I rebuke tumors and infirmities, and I rebuke the spirit of sickness in Jesus Christ's name. I ask for healing to come upon that man, that woman, that boy, that girl right now in Jesus' precious name. Bless the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for all of our children, for all that's near and dear to us. Save our children. Save her sons, save her daughters, save the aunts, the uncles, and the grandsons and granddaughters in Jesus' precious name. I lift before you your own people, Israel. I bless Israel in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for the people of Israel. Save the people of Israel. Protect them in Jesus' precious name. Lord, bless our doctors, bless our nurses. Bless your own people tuned in tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. And the Lord keep you this evening. May the Lord's countenance be upon you. I'm going to short song here before we go. Praise God. Child of sorrow and of woe, it will joy and comfort give you. Take it then.